This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg, and joining me now is Root Cellar Sue. She joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellar's farm, to talk about food. Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
It is primo gardening season, and now, of course, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, we did the bulk of the planting around Memorial Day, and things have been starting, hopefully, anyway. But of course, it's not just plant everything in one weekend and then just don't show up again until harvest. But man, I do think about that. It'd be so nice.
Okay, so here's the deal about that. I am a lazy gardener, but yes, you just can't plant and run. And I'm sorry, people, all of you people out there who have, who are thinking to yourselves, I'm going to plant a garden this year and feed my family. I wish you all the luck in the world, because you're going to have to get a good mentor, because there are things to do that will actually be beneficial to your garden growing. Yeah. So don't just plant it and leave. And I have to laugh, because I went over to visit my friend Lori, and we borrowed her husband and a piece of equipment to kind of go over our beds again, because we had walked on them while we were putting up parts of the high tunnel.
Oh, sure.
And so I looked at her garden, too, and I thought to myself, thank you, God. Every time I put those plants in the ground and they're spaced so far apart and they're kind of drooping and hanging over, and I'm thinking, they look terrible. My garden looks terrible. But you know what? 2 or 3 weeks into it, and we are rocking and rolling. However, you have to do some work. And coffee grounds and straw and things like that are your friends. When you plant your garden, of course, you can space your plants out, and there's usually not a lot of weeds around. But the minute you start watering them, and they need to be watered deeply and regularly, and then the weeds are going, hey, look at this.
Get in on this.
There's water. Let me see if I can't beat that tomato out of the ground. And they start growing like crazy. So one of the things that I have learned just recently, I know I'm old and I'm still learning things, is
that's
that
good.
when you plant things and then you see those tiny little weeds peeking out in between your rows and stuff, let them get to be probably a half an inch or an inch tall, and then get in there with a shuffle hoe and shuffle hoe those babies down.
What's a shuffle hoe?
Oh, it's shaped like a triangle, and so you kind of like run it along the ground, and it goes under the surface of the soil about a quarter or a half an inch, and it just cuts the tops off of those things. You don't necessarily have to pull all those weeds out of the ground. You just have to keep cutting their little tops off until they decide they aren't going to grow anymore.
This changes everything.
Oh, my gosh. And so, right, so the first 2 or 3 weeks of your garden, you're diligently cropping down those weeds and keeping it watered. But once you get into, you know, the end of June, perhaps, is a good time that the soil is warmed up, your plants are established, you've replaced all of the plants that didn't make it, because sometimes something happens, an insect or a cutworm will, like, cut off a tomato right at the surface of the soil, and then you always save a couple backup plants. And hopefully you got enough backup plants in the event you get hailed out. But let's not talk about hail. I pray about hail, because it's so heartbreaking to see what that can do to your hard work in the garden.
Yeah.
So all things considered, you've got plants established, your beans are up, your cucumbers are up. Now's the time you can start, well, you should be collecting coffee grounds year-round. But coffee grounds make a good mulch and or soil additive, because they are really rich in nitrogen and they release it very slowly into the ground. You want to dry them out. Like I work at a church and we have lots of coffee grounds at a church. I'm sorry. That's kind of a Lutheran thing, you know? So what I do is I take all of these coffee grounds home and I put them in my greenhouse and I spread them out in this big old thing that my husband built for me, like just a box that's waterproof, and dry them out. And then I'll pull the coffee filters off and dry the grounds out, and then I'll sprinkle them around my garden. And I have lots of gardens, so I need lots of coffee grounds. Now, there are people who think that the coffee is acidic, grounds are acidic, and that they would change the pH of your soil. So if you're concerned about that, you'll want to be checking your soil pH, which you should be doing that anyway. You know, like things like beets, if your soil is too acidic, they won't grow. So you want to add lime to your soil. But the acid in the coffee is not, you know, when it's dripped, that kind of removes some of that. So actually, you're getting more acid than your garden when you're drinking coffee.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Cool. But you can also put some into your compost heap, kind of as a nitrogen kickstarter for your compost heap. But you don't want to overdo anything, okay? I remember the first time I brought coffee home with coffee filters and they were still soaking wet. Oh, and I dumped a pailful in my turning compost bin. Mm-hmm. And they actually were clumped up and broke right through the door when I turned the bin. So I don't do that. That's why I dry them off really good. But they're also, in addition to being good for your soil when you kind of mix them in there little bits at a time, coffee grounds make a good acid mulch for plants like blueberries, azaleas, dogwood, magnolia trees, holly bushes, and, you know, things like that that change color because of the acidic value of your soil. They like coffee grounds. But you must be very careful about how thick you apply them around your plants. They will create a barrier to the water. The water will run completely off the top of those coffee grounds if you don't dig them in. You know, they'll create a very, very heavy-duty mulch. So, that being said, you could also kill off weeds around the borders of your gardens by laying down a very thick layer of coffee grounds. But I wouldn't recommend drinking that much coffee. We have pretty big gardens.
Ask a coffee shop, maybe, or some churches.
And I think Starbucks actually saves their espresso grounds for people.
Okay.
You know, so there's no coffee filters there. They just put them into, and they're fairly dry when they shake them out of there. They put them into coffee bags, and if you're the first one there in the morning, you can usually cop a bag of coffee grounds. I kept missing out on their coffee grounds.
There's always one person who can wake up earlier.
Really thrilled when they decided to go with the... we purchase coffee beans that have been ground for us by a local roaster here at the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to buy local, and we really like the coffee. And so that helps, too. Now, if you have coffee filters in your house that you're never going to use because you either quit drinking coffee or they're too short, when you're transplanting your house plants, you should always lay a coffee filter down between that hole in the bottom of that planter and your soil. That way, the water drains, but the soil stays in the pot.
Yeah, smart.
And then it doesn't make the area around there dirty.
Nice. And there's some other household uses, it sounds like, besides, you know, keeping us from murdering other people. Coffee's good for other things.
Well, yes, besides mulching, you can actually deodorize your garbage disposal, put a tablespoon or two in the sink and run the disposal, but not if you have a septic system. Septic systems are a different sort of beast. So I usually would throw lemon rind in my garbage disposal instead of coffee grounds. But, you know, when you're working with onions or garlic, you can use coffee grounds to remove that smell from your hands. But I use it for things like dyeing fabric because it gives that really old vintage look to fabric. And on a final note here, if you do not have access to lots of coffee grounds, you can mulch your garden with dried up chemical-free grass clippings at about the same time, the beginning of June, and or straw. Now, straw takes a little bit out of your soil to decompose, but I put my straw on and then I rake it off in the fall before we dig the gardens up or before we finish off our gardens for winter. And then I save it for next year, and it slowly gets softer and softer and more wonderful. And it serves many purposes to use grass clippings or straw for weed suppression. It holds moisture in to the garden. It keeps your vegetables clean. You know, when it rains, the dirt splashes up on your tomatoes. Not if you have a good cover of mulch. So work really hard the first 3 weeks that you plant your garden. Mulch that baby up. Get some easy irrigation thing going with sprinklers or drip lines. Then sit back with your cup of coffee and watch it grow, because it's a good thing.
That sounds like good medicine. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Ashley. You take care over there.